We are on Daf Lamed Daled Amid Beis. Before we learn the Gemara further, I just want to mention one Ha'ore, which I noticed today in the Rajbe. We had before the Gemara said, Gona v'tovach b'shabes poter shim ein gneve ein tviche v'ein mechire. So Rashi had explained Gona v'tovach b'shabes. So the chiyuv moment the keren oselei be'iser shabes. So he was, the same time he became a ganev, he was Mechalo Shabbos, so therefore he's not Chayev Bekerem. And then Rashi had a problem, so where is there a Chayev Heitzor? So Rashi says, he either doesn't hold like Rav Nosson, or Machai Noises, Atzma Inami Bekofis. The Rashbe Muchetzich, but what was the case? Where was there Lechayre? The minute he picks it up, he's chayiv als gneve, and the chiyuv haitzor comes when he takes it out from the rishus hayochid to the rishus harabim. So where do we have a case of that the chiyuv gneve and the chiyuv shabbos comes bebas achas? So the Rashbe says Rashi means that we say hagbo tzeirich haitzor. That's the case. That means he lifted it up, let's say, in the Rishus HaYochid, and so that's the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv Neve came with the Hagbor, and Hagbor Teira Chaitzor. So Memele, so we considered that there's a Ptur of the Chiyuv Misa of Shabbos, Pat is already Mishas Hagbor, and that's why he's chayiv, and that's why he's part of the keren, because it comes of us achas, the chiyiv gneve, and the chiyiv shabbos. And that Rashi had two cases: either we don't hold like Rav Nosson, or it's speaking about a kofos. Now let us continue the Gemara further. Omar Rav Pope, hoysa pori gnuva loy. V'tovcho b'shabes, that a person had stolen a pore from before Shabbos. He already was nischayev b'keren from before Shabbos. V'tovcho b'shabes, and then he shechted it in Shabbos, is chayev. So is chayev dalet v'hei, shekvar nischayev b'gneve kodem sheyove lidei yisr Shabbos, that the Chiyuv Gneve came before, was Gnuvoloi from before Shabbos, so he was already in his Chayiv Bekeren, and then when the Isra Shabbos came on Tvichem Mechirem, so we don't say Kimle B'Drabne, because we mentioned before, according to Rameyer, since it's a Chiddush, Knas is a Chiddush, so we don't say Kimle B'Drabne. So it's called Dalet Vehei because the Chiyuv Kerem came before Shabbos. Hoysa poro she'ulaloi. Let's say a person was a shoyol on a pore. V'tovcho b'Shabbos. Pota. He's pota. Now let us see what is the second member of Rav Pope telling us. So Rashi says, Hoysa poro she'ulaloi. V'tovcho b'Shabbos. Pota. Dahi shata de kotovachlo, that when he shechted it, gozalo mimoro, then now he made a maisig zeila. Umise umomin boim keechot. So the chiyev mise and the chiyev momin come bebasacha, so therefore he's potter. So potter here means potter from the keren. He's potter of the tviche is a maisig zeile, and he's potter for the maisig zeile that he does, because b'shas he's making this maisig zeile, he's a mechalo Shabbos. V'loy gar sinen she'im ein gneve ein tviche ve'ein mechire. Here we're not saying if there's no gneve, there's no tviche, and there's no mechire. And we will say, because here the Chiyuv Keren is Chal in Shabbos, in Mein Gnei, Mein Tzvicha, Mein Mechira, the Gabi Shoyel, Loi Shayech, Loi Keifel, Vloi Abova Chamisha, Shrei Chayev, Bekeren, Loi Ilom, Afilu Toin, Tainis Ganev, Beknasa, Loi Beganev, Oi Beshoi Mechina, Mapoita Atzmai, Betoin, Tainis Ganev, Shoima Nignebo. So let us elaborate a little on what Rashi is saying. The translation of a Ganev is, a ganef has certain characteristics. He went into Yanim's Rishus, Betzine. That's a ganef, and that ganef is Chayiv Bedalad Vehe. Now, a shoyel that was Beteira Osiliyodai, that means he got hold, the pore came into his Rishus, als shoyel. So, als Maise Gneve, Bechlaut's not Shaykh to make a Maise Gneve. There's no Maise Gneve, it's Beteira Osiliyodai, and now he's going and shechting it. So Maise Gneve is Bechlaut not Shaykh over here. Now, there is an oifen that a shomer gets a din ganef. The din is a shomer chinam. The taina is nignevo, and he swore, and he patted himself with taina's gneve. And then later we found out that he's the ganef, so there's the chiddush akro, that a toyin taina's ganef, bepekodin, gets a toyin's ganef, and is chayv bekeifel, is chayv bedalad vehei. But you have to be a Toyin Tainis Ganev, that means he patted himself with a Tainis Gnevin. No, a Shemachinim could do such a thing. A Shemachinim is potter on Gnevin, so a Shemachinim will Tain and Ignevo, Venimtsi Shabbats Megonvoy. So he gets a Toyin Ganev because of that he patted himself with a Toyin Tainis Ganev. But by a Shoyel, Bechlal, it's not Shaykh, such a chiyuv of Toyin Tainis Ganev, because he'll come and tell Bezin Toyin Tainis Ganev, so he'll say, very good, now just pay up for the chayfet, so he didn't patter himself with the Tainis Ganev. So that's me, what Rashi is saying, that means, so by a shoyel, there's no Maise Ganev, and there's no Toyin Tainis Ganev, that's what Rashi says. The enknas ela oy beganev, if he made a maise gneva, oy beshaimachinim apaitaratzwe betayin tanas ganev. And both of these are not applicable by a shoyel, is therefore, so we're not speaking about balad vehei, we're speaking about the chiyuv keren, that he became mechuyev with the Tviche, and he's potter from this Chiyuv Keren because of Kim Levi the Rabbanai. Now, Rav Poppe said two halachas. One halacha, Rav Poppe said, Hoysa pori gnuveloi v'tovcha b'Shabbos. There was gigam v'terev Shabbos v'tovcha b'Shabbos chayiv. Now this halacha, Rabbi also said this halacha, hoyeg ni gonev loy v'tovche b'Shabbos chayi, shekvar nischayi v'gnei v'koyim shavu v'deyisar isar Shabbos. That was, so the here Rav Poppe is saying the same halacha of Rabbi. And he says another halacha by Ashoyel. Is Omar le Rav Acher bereid de Rove le Rav Ashi Rav Poppe por Ashmin also Ashminon. I mean, what is Rav Poppe telling us? We heard before Rav Poppe was a Talmud of Abaye, who was a Talmud of Rabbi. So Rabbi said, Allah, if he stole a Gdi Erev Shabbos and he shechted it in Shabbos, he's chayiv dalet, because it's the tachas haseh, you pay dalet. And Rav Poppe is telling us if the story happened with Rav Poppe, and he got with the Erev Shabbos, and he shechted it in Shabbos, he'll pay hey boko. So Rav Acher asked a very pertinent kasha to Rav Ashi, Rav Poppe poras, also, what is he telling us of? He's repeating the halach of Rabbi, but he's saying a different story. He said by Aseh, I'll tell you by Poppe. That doesn't make sense at all. Omar lei, so he told them, Rav Pope, shu'ula osa lashmina. No. Rav Pope, the second halacha, Rav Pope is telling us. Sal kedaita chamina, hoyil va'omar Rav Pope, mishas, mishichahu dischayiv lei, bimzoyne isel. That Rav Pope had said that a shoyil becomes chayiv, bimzoynis haporef, he was, became a shoyil on haporef, bishas mishiche. Hochenami, mishas shayla is chayiv ba'inzel. So the chayiv onsim is also chal bishas shayla. Kamash melon. Now let us just see what Rashi says. Shule oso lashminen de toivcho b'shabes pot. That's the chiddush. Sal kedai tachamina hoyol v'omar rav pope ba'seicheres apoyalim. Ochenami neime mishas shayla romya leichiyev keren. V'chitovcho b'shabes lechayiv. Kamash malon kiven de cholkame de isa odre be'ene ahi shayte. The katovach lo kogozolo. Now, let us just explain a little bit, what Rashi is saying, what the Gemara is saying. I just like to mention, Ritvin, Boba Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel. The Ritva explains a haloche, the difference between a gazlin and a shayil. And from this, we'll get into our Gemara. The halacha is, let's say a gazlan steals something. Bishas gzeile, it is worth azuz. Now, later, the market went up, and it's worth talit zuzim, and it breaks. The halacha is, he pays azuz. The klal is kola gazlonim, mishalmim kishas gzeile. Nebuchadnezzar would have been by the Nigzal, would have had Dalet Zuzim, but that's, the Gazlan is only Chayiv Azuz, is Chayiv, Kol HaGazlonim, Mishalmim, Kishas HaGzeila. Let's speak about the same case by a Shoyil. A Shoyil borrowed something that's worth Azuz. Then the market went up, now it's worth Dalet Zuzim, and now it broke. A Shoyil pays Dalet Zuzim. So the Ritve in Bab Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel, explains as follows. What is the difference? Shoyel mishalem kishas ha'oynis deloy kigazel shemishalem kishas ha'gzeile. And he explains the reason of the chilik. The shoyel loikoni klal. A shoyel isn't kain anything. V'lay afke mirshus bailim, when he borrowed it, he never took it out of the rishus bailim. Ki abailim yechaylim lemocha ulahakdisha, so the etzem davar hanishal is still rishus bailim. When one gets schusei shimush on a chayfetz of a mashil, he didn't take away anything from the bailim. The gufa davar is rishus bailim. Hilkach, therefore, so, when I borrowed something, I don't owe you anything. Why should I owe you? I don't owe you anything because I didn't take anything away from you. So there's no chiyuv tashlumim chal b'shas sheila. Hilkach chiyuvoy al shas oynes. He becomes mechuyev when an oynes occurs. That means the oynes is mechayev the shoyel to pay. That is mechiyuvay hashoyel. That means a shoyel is mekabel on himself, that since kol ano shaloi, so if something will happen to it, he'll pay for it. That's mechiyuvei hashoyel. So he's mekabel. So the chiyuv is chal bisha, something happens. When it becomes nena, so then I was mekabel on myself, I'll pay for it. So the chiv is chal b'shas oynes. So if it was worth then for zuzim, you pay for zuzim. Avol gazlan mishas gzeila afkim mershus bailam lemechire v'hegdish. A gazlan already took away the gufa dovo. It's not mershus habailam anymore. Vali shaita bina lechuvi. See, he's mechuyev, and that's what he did then. That's his chiv. He's not mekabel on himself anything. He's mechuyev for taking away. Fine. Now let's go to our Gemara. Now, our Gemara is telling that Rav Papa said such a chiddush. If we would say that the chiyuv of shoyel, a shoyel would be chayiv ba'unsim b'shas shayla. That means b'shas shayla, he's mechuyev to pay for it when it'll be nenes. But the chiyuv is already chal b'shas shayla. So then, if he was teveyach in Shabbos, so a shoyel who's teveyach in Shabbos, there are two sibis why he should pay now for the poro. Number one, he's a gazlan on Shabbos. Now, on gazlan, this kimle b'darav minei. Number two, he's a shoyel though. What would be if he would have died on Shabbos? So he'd mechuyev to pay. So, and if he killed it, so if he became a shliach of the Malach HaMoved, so he also has to pay out shayil. But the shayla is, when does the chiyuv tashlumim of a shayil, when is it chal? So if it would be chal already, b'sha shayla already, he's mechuyiv to pay for it, the chiyuv tashlumim is chal b'sha shayla. So then, that means whenever it will die, I'm a chuyiv to pay for it. The chiyiv is chal now, b'sha shayla. So memela, so then he'd be a chuyiv to pay for the pora that he was teveyach. Because he now became a chuyiv for the dmei ha-pora, b'sha shayla. So there's nothing kimle b'darabne. Al shoyel is told him kimle b'darabne. But the halach is not like that. The halacha is that the chiyuv shoyel is chal b'shas oynes. That's when the chiyuv is chal. So when the chiyuv is chal, but he's chayiv misa then. So memele, so the kimle b'darabne patos both chiyuvim. It patos side the chiyuv, the chiyuv that's mutal olov to pay out shoyel, and side the chiyuv that's mutal olov to pay out gazlam. So that lechayre is the hemshech of Rav Papa. Rav Papa wanted to give two cases. The first case was he wanted to tell you the difference between a ganif and a shoyel. A ganif that gamvis before Shabbos, so by him the chiyuv tashlum ekeren is chal then. So therefore the chiyuv tashlum ekeren become mitzuriv to the chiyuv tashlum eknas, which was chal and Shabbos, and you'll say is chayim dalad vehei. A shoyel, the chiyuv tashlum ekeren is not chal b'shas shaylo. Everything is chal b'shas ha'ines. So memele, so if b'shas ha'ines was b'chuyiv misa, so memele, so we say kimle b'drabne, and all the chiyuvim that are chal this rega. So he's potter sai als gazlan and sai als shayel. That's lechayre what Rav Papa is saying. Now the Gemara said, what is the chiddush of Rav Papa? I would think that just like the chiyuv mezaynis is chal b'shas meshiches, I would think the chiyuv onsim is also chal b'shas meshiches. It's kamash melon. So the Bichas Avraham explains beautifully. He says as follows: the chiyuv mezaynis of a shayel, that's mitzad chiyuv eshmire. That means al shomer, a shayel is a shomer. So al shomer is mechuyev to see that the baim is going to eat. The chiyuv eshmire is chal the minute it becomes a shayel. But the chiyuv onsim, hu chiyuv tashlumim al hefsed apore. The chiyuv onsim is not mechiyuv eshmire. Chiyuv Shmir is become as I used to be shame of the poor. The Chiyuv Onsim is Mechiyuv is Mechuyiv to pay when the poor gets lost. He was Mechabul Achayis on the Dmeya poor, that when the poor will get lost, I'll pay for it then. Whatever will happen to the poor, I'll pay for it. So Memele, the Chiyuv Tashlumim al Hefzid poor starts Mishas Hefzid, and therefore there's a pointer of Kimle B'Darabmanei. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Oma Rove, einiech le navien pora sheulo, mishtamshim bo kol yemei sheiloso, Meisa ein chayovin ba'insa. Now, we have here a case. Let us be megashim dinyim. That Yaakov borrowed a parah for 30 days. Yaakov got a heart attack and he died. So now, but there was a shaila for 30 days. So Rav said, "Mishtamshim bo kol yemei sheilosa." So Reuven and Shimon, the Bnei Yaakov, they can use this para all 30 days. Meisa, now what happens if the para dies? Ein chayovin ba'insa. They're not mechuyev ba'insa. Meiredik. They use it and they get away with murder. They use it and if something happens with it. Now let us, this needs an explanation, but let us first see Rashi. We didn't finish the Rashi's on more before. Salk dat ich min hoi, wa mara popa basseich es a peyala. Moche nami nemi misha shayla rami lechi yiv keren, vichy top chobi shabes lechat, gemash mon, kim leko kam diso, hodre beine, ya hi shatet kotob ruka gozlo. No, kol yemei shayla so, kol yemei meshech hazman shesholo aviyen min habayla, e mishtamish. Ein chayov boinze de inu lav shayla ninu alo. They never borrowed it. So, let me explain, there's a Rashba and a Ritva over here. And let's elaborate a little bit. I saw this because David also says this explanation. Ashoyel, there are two inyonim in Ashoyel. One inyon Ashoyel has a schus shimush. He makes a Kenyan Shaila, and he lent it him. He has a right to use Yenem Zach. That's Chusei Shaila, what he acquires with his Shaila. There's another thing by a Shoyal, obligations that a Shoyal has. That means, Pitzadechot, he received Gvaldikis Chusim from the Mashal kol ano sheloi is meiredik. So there's obligations that mitzad that. So if something or anything will happen to the behemoth, they'll pay for the behemoth. These are the obligations that the shayul has to the mashal. Now I'd like to mention for 1 minute. There's a teisves in daf nun vavam at base. There's a second teretz of Tosfos, a very dachsach mer yesoidistic zach. Tosfos asks a moiredike kashem. This is the middle of a Tosfos. There's a klal, Masna Masha Kosu Batoire Tnai Botel. A person will make a Tnai that is connected the Gidreya Toire Tnai Botel. Padova Sheba Momin is a Machloikis, Rameh Rabbi Yehuda. A person will say, Aret Mekadeshlim Nash Ein Lacholai Shexus Voina. A person will make a Kedushin without the obligations that the Toire obligates him. So machlekes, can you make such a tnai? Bedover sheba moment. But it seems that this is a dover muskim that a shamer can make a tnai. I want to borrow it. I don't want to be obligated, and finished, and he's not obligated. And this, for some reason, has nothing to do with masna mashikosu batay. So we have to understand what is the difference. So Taisis Daf Nun Vavam at Beis, it's towards the end of the Taisvis, it's around the 10 lines, it's via Inami, it's around 5 lines from the end of the Taisis, the next Taisis called Apoiches. Inami Shani Hosom. Taisvis is around the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines, the bottom of the base, from the bottom of the Taisvis. Inami. Shani Hosom, the Chiavtoi Teire Shomer Socher, Al Shelei Keiach Schar. The Teire was Machaibe Shomer Socher. Listen, it's Yoshe, he's giving you money. Shmichuyev. You have more obligations than Hashem Mechin. You're getting paid for it. V'shoyu l'fisho kol ano sheloi. Hashem has more obligations. U'mishabdim atzmam l'chol hakosuv b'parsh. That means, and the Torah seems to say this is proper, and this is a proper hischaivis of the Shema to the Bailam. But it's not a din Torah. This is the Torah saying this is a proper oifen. U'mishavdim asmal cholakosu v'pasha. So they say, listen, I'm in the Shema Socher. What is my proper obligation? So we look up in the Pasuk, Hashem HaSocher should be Mishabed himself to pay for Gneva Vaveda. Hashem should be Mishabed of everything. U'mishabdim atzum l'chol akosu b'parsha. Hilkach b'mokim she'ein mishabdim atzumon p'tura. But if they said, klo, listen, I want to borrow, but I don't want to be mishabed myself. You want to lend to me? Good. You don't want to lend to me? Is nisht. I don't want to be such a proper shomer. If you're in his mask, him is finished. It's not a teira dikadin. This is a, normally, this is proper, but he doesn't want to be mishabed, so he's not mishabed himself. So let us understand. So the chiyuvim of a shema, the chiyuv tashlumim of a shema, comes mitzad that the shema is mishabed himself for these chiyuvim. That's what it's mishabed this atzmon l'chol ma shekosu b'toyah. They mishabed themselves. Now let us start explaining our gemara. Yaakov borrowed a pora for 30 days. He acquired a schus shimush of 30 days. For this schus shimush that he acquired, he was mishabed himself. That's proper. It could be the mashal wouldn't be masking differently. Bekitzel, he's mishabed himself to the mashal. If anything will happen to the poret, I'm mishabed myself, I'll pay for it. Fine. Now he has a schus, and he acquired this schus. Or that would only say, and also he was mishabed himself for this chus. Now he dies. Now there's a klal, whatever a person possesses goes over by Yerusha. He is a chus shimush in the pora. I have it. That goes just like if the marshal would come to Yaakov. Listen, I changed my mind. Sorry, 30 days. I'll give it back to you. But there was a shiloh for 30 days. I acquired a schus shimush. You can't change your mind. It belongs to me. The shimush of the poor belongs to me. I borrowed it. So memele, this schus goes over by Yerusha. Fine. He was mishabed himself. That's fine. He's dead now, Nebuch. So the marshal will have problems. Okay, that's the marshal's problem. The children yarshin the schus. They will never mishabed themselves. So finished. So memele, so the Gemara says, this is a very interesting case over here. And Rabbi Kiveger, there's a Ritve in our Gemara, a Ritve, and Rabbi Kiveger brings it down in Simen Shimem Aleph, Simen Siv Gimel. Rabbi Kiveger, the Ritve says for a Moshe, he says, what would be the din if someone goes and rents a house for 30 days? He rented it. He has to pay rent also. But he rented it. Fine. He died. Now, so now the masker has to be gave the rent. He has a problem. The seicher is not around. There's a problem. But it's rented for 30 days, so the Yerushim could live in the house. Or Rabbi Kiveger's Moshe, what if someone bought a house? He didn't pay for it. Made a kinyan chalip and he bought a house. It's mine. I owe you money. He owes him. Fine. He died. And so who does the house belong to? The house belongs to the Yerushim. He bought the house, it belongs to the Yerushim. The moicha has problems. He owed them money. Fine. Bezn shalmaila, you'll mourn from him. But al kaponim, unless there's aitik eichachis mevatel the mekach. But on such cheshbonis, it's finished. It's sold. He owes you money. I mean, he can't make cheshbonis if I would have known. I mean, that's it. It's bought. He owes you money. That's with him. But it's bought now. Now the children can live in the house. They yash in the house. That's mekach. That's chiris. And that's shaila. That is shaila also. So memela, that's what Rava said. Rava said a beautiful halacha. He nirich lamavim porishula. Mishtamshim bo kol yemei shaloso. The yashin from the father, the schushail, that belongs to Meredi. Meisa ain't chayovim boinsa. They never were mekabal oinsa. We had a taisis daf mevava merdiket taisis. You have to be mishabed yourself. They weren't mishabed themselves. The father was mishabed himself. They weren't mishabed themselves. Now let us see taisis. Meisa ain't chayovim boinsa. Aval b'gneiva v'avei de nirelari shehin chayovim. The chayev b'gneiva v'aveide. The hoyel v'nenin de mishtamshim bo mahani. V'hoch yomar b'ashoyel. Now, Bach Sechmir, Pshat and Toisvis is as follows. So I saw a different gemara in Ashoyel, which perhaps we can understand it better. There's a gemara in Ashoyel, daf daf pei aleph daf pei aleph mod aleph. The Gemara says that Ashoyel borrowed something for 30 days. Kosa yemei shelosa, he sends it back. It's finished. It's Ashoyel. He sends it back. So the Gemara says when he sends it back before the marshal gets it, he's potter. May say he's potter. He's Ashoyel. The Shaila was for 30 days. Now it's after 30 days. He's sending it back. The Gemara declares what din is on this pora b'shas it's in the middle of going from the Shoyel to the marshal. So the Gemara says he's a Shoyel Masocha. So, it seems from there, Pshat in the Gemara is, what's Hoyel v'nene mahane? That means he was a shale for 30 days. He had a no from this pore. So it seems, it's menschlichkeit, that he's, that means that the Ishida al kaponim will be, the, I was a shayel, now I'm a shayel, forget about it, I got in talk, if I get, sending it back to you, we'll get gegambit, listen. It seems it's not like that. A person is indebted, that means since I was nene from you, I used it for 30 days, mahane. So, I'll be mahane you also. So I'm mekabel shmire, to be a shema socha. So it seems like that what we had in Taisus Daf Vav in the Beis, Mishabed Nafshei, that means Tamazai a person is Mishabed Nafshei for that, unless he spoke out, he's not. It seems this shibud of a shema socha, that's understood. That's a normal zach, hoyel v'nene mahane. So that's what Taisus means. Taisus means to say like this. That's right. I have a right to use the pore. In the case in the Gemara B'Metzia, he had a right to use the pore for 30 days. Fine. I'm using your pore. I'm getting a favor from you. I mean, good, it's the father borrowed, but still getting, I'm using your pore. I'm having an offer from you. So, memele, there's a pisanan sadi that he's mishabed himself to be a shema socha. That is pshat in Taisus. So that means legabi the chiyuvi shaila. They never were mishabed themselves. The father was mishabed. I'm not mishabed. Legabi about to be a shame masochel. There's like a psanan sadi that they are mishabed themselves to be a shame masochel. אז זה דחס מדף פשט תויספס. Now, just one more ha'ora before we go further. What's with the chiyuv mezaynus? What's with the chiyuv shmire? I mean, there is the father became a shoyel. So I think this goes hand in, if they don't want to use the porah, then I think they just tell the mashal, listen, we don't want to use the porah, we don't need a porah, we have a tractor in the house, we don't need a porah. So memela, so go take it back. So then I don't think there's any chiyuv whatsoever on them. I mean, they're not using it, and the head is, they don't want it, they're giving it back, take it back. So then I don't think there's any chiyuvim on them. Of shmire, of mezoines, if they want to use it, and I think the zikha have to be shamer and give it mezoines. I mean, that zikha, the schush shimush was only given with nai that you'll use it and then you'll take care of it, not you'll kill the behemoth. So this schush shimush comes with a tnai. The chiyuv of onsin, that's not a tnai in the shaila. That's another din. That's a din that the Torah said it's proper that a shomer should be mishabed nafshei for what he's getting, and he is mishabed himself, and that they were not mishabed. It's finished. As they dachs the chmir. Now, zok the gemara weiter kisvurin shel avien hi. The father died. They see a poret. So they were under the impression it was the father's poret. And they shechted it. And they ate it. And then the marshal comes and he wants back his poret. And they invite him if he wants to partake of a steak. They're enjoying the poret immensely. Is mishalmim demei bosor bezel. So they have to pay the mashal, the balapore, demei bosor, how much the meat, they had a meal, bezel, but they don't have to pay what the butchers charge, they take off a third, take off a third from the Shavius, and that's how much they pay. Now, let's see what Rashi says. The Mebosa Bezoil calls Zuza Chashvin and Babo a donkey. I think there's six donkey in a Zuz, so they pay four out of the six donkey. Ochi Amrina Peg Mishameis, Voir Yachziru Labailam. Now, that's the Mepshad is like this. Let's just elaborate on this halacha for a minute. It seems als gazlen, als mazik, they're not chayit. They're an onus. Verkehrt, the Ritva says, Taisi Nachsma has to be garayim bo bekame, that even though it says, Odom mud lo ilom, bein bo oinus, bein bo rotz, and not every oinus is chayiv to play als mazik. And Taisi brings a raya from this gemore. I mean, they were mazik yeshoyer, and they paid 2/3 of the value. So, what's the chiyuv mazik? What's the chiyuv gazlan? They didn't know. So there's no chiyuv. So it's gazlan and mazik and not mechuyiv. They didn't know. And the ritva is meisiv avot, and they weren't mechuyiv to know. Kol ma shetach shedodem arein shaloy. I mean, they should know. The father asked things, they should tell them that this was borrowed. So memela, they can rightfully assume that it belonged to the father. So memela, so als mazik and als gazlan, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. There's a chiyuv mashenenis. They derived hanor from it. They derived hanor from Yenim's moment. It's mishtar shilei. He says, listen, if you would have gone to a restaurant, you would have to pay for a steak. I mean, you had a steak, and then for my pore, and then finished. I'm not giving matonis. So there's a chiyuv mashenenis. You have hanor from my thing. So they tell him like this, listen, if we would have known that we'd have to pay for it, we never, who pays $5 for a steak? I mean, it's, we don't need steaks. The father left over a steak, Mimela, but like this, we don't need it. It's, we don't indulge. But there's a non-sadi, if they could get a cheap steak, they would sell them buy a steak for 2/3, paying 2/3 of the regular price. This, I know, the zikha would be maskim to pay for. So for also, that's why, that's the cheshbon of the meibosa bezel. Well, like the, I mean, we have the same aloch, shein is potter b'shus haram. The mazik of shein is potter b'shus haram, but it's b'shus haram is mishalom mashenenis. There's a besundere chiyuv. Not else. You're deriving benefit from my money, so you have to pay mashenenis. Also, there's a cheaper rate. But al koponim, that is pshat in this gemara. What happens if the father left over kakois? Chayovim l'shalom. Then they're mechuyev to pay. Now, ike de masni lo areshe, ike de masni lo aseifa. Now, this memre that if the father left over kakois, they're mechuyev to pay, there's a machloike. Man the masni lo areshe koshkein aseife. If on the reshe the mechuyev, that means the poro died, and the father left over kalke is koshkein aseife. Upliga the rav pope. Man the masni lo aseife avol areshe loy, vahainu the rav pope. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, achayis nechosim kalkois. Ike demasni areshe, lahai. Hinich lamavim achayis nechosim. Now the reshe was, that hinich lamavim pora sheula mishtam shimbo. What happened if the pora died? The pota to pay. Mesa ein chayovim bo inse. But what happens if the father left over a kalke? So then, yamon from the kalke, the demei apora. So according to this lashon, this is not like Rav Pope. This lashon holds that a shoyel becomes mechuyev ba'onsim b'shah shayla. So that means when the father was alive, so his karka became a shubit then, b'shah shayla, that if anything happens to the poreh, whenever, so I'm a chuyiv, there's chala me now a chiyiv to pay for it. So he's mechuyiv b'shah shayla. So memele, it died later, but the shibud was chal from before. So then that's not like Rav Pope. Rav Pope had said there's a difference between a gazlan and a shoyel. A gazlan is chayiv b'shah zayla. Ashayl is machayiv b'shas onsim. But if we goiris, if we say that this is going on the reshe, so then the he holds, this man the yoma holds that a shayl becomes machayiv b'shas shayla. The kaka became yeshubit the minute he borrowed it. So Mamela died later, so he has to pay for it. He's achroyan. So Mamela in the sefer, they ate it up. He also has to pay for it. I mean, he's a shayl. And his kaka became a shubit to pay for the hefsid of the poret. Koshkin ha-seifik, shetavchu ha-vachlua. When they ate it up, his children ate it up. Upligi der-apope, da-oma le-ela, he shaita de-moto lo-onsin, hu da-osich yuvelei. Apope said that the chiv is chal when the oinus occurs, when the hefsid occurs. V'loi misha-sheila, when the hefsid occurs, he was dead already, so he can't be mechuyiv anymore. So he's chaylik harapop. Vike damas nala seif. Heiched de tavchua. In the reisha, if the poret died, so afili nichla machayis nechosim, but you can't mourn from these nechosim. The nechosim never became a shubit b'chayeya shoyo, because he never became a chuyiv. The chiv is chal b'shas hepsit. B'shas oynis. And then he was dead. But vike damas nala seif. Heiched de tavchua. Minichla mavim achayis nechosim. If they shechted it, Mishalmin tashlume ma'alye v'loy bezoil. If the father left over nechosim, then they're mechuyev to pay tashlumim alya. Then they have to pay full price. The boyi lohu lemedek. They were mechuyev to be medayik. So this Rashi is sheklach, and all the Rishonim ask on Rashi, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashi, but they all ask on Rashi. They don't understand Rashi. I mean, Rashi, they said Rashi doesn't make sense. Rashi says they were mechuyev to be medayik. So all of a sudden, Rashi seems to be saying, "Inich lem pore kesvurim shel aviyim." They thought it was the father, so they were innocent, and therefore, since they're innocent, there's no chiyuv mazik, there's no chiyuv gazlan. Zoni chiyuv bashenenis, and the chiyuv bashenenis is you only pay 2/3 of the true value. They wouldn't say. Now, all of a sudden, the father left over Karke. So Rashi, all of a sudden, Rashi makes them guilty. Havalula Medik. You go Shech Tapore. Havalula Medik. You should have been Medayik. Find out before you Shech. Find out. Is it the father's? Is it not the father's? So is Khan Shoyel Aben, why do they get guilty because the father left over a Karke? That's a Kashe, which the Rishonim don't understand. So Meilat Sashvera Rashi. And the Ritva throws in a vote. He says the zikha on onus, because the zikha assumed that it's the father's. What's some of the pshat havalul amedik? So Rashi is very shver. The Shita says episam mahalach, which is very difficult to understand. So the Baal will understand the Rashi like the Reiv Rishonim, who didn't understand the Rashi. So it's a shver Rashi. So you have to say pshat the Gemara though. Avol arei shaloi v'haino derapope. The loy emrinen mishash shayla chaye bonsen. We don't say mishash shayla chaye bonsen, not like rapope. So therefore, if it's meisa, they're potter to pay. Not chayv to pay. V'im toima fektach tois v'so monoshech. If you don't say b'shah shayla chayv bonsen, in kain b'seif anami b'shetavchu amayin b'shalmim k'shinich l'mavim achayis n'chos malin yischayv ben hov. So Taisa said, what's in the seife? So why in the seife is the father left over kakois and they ate it? They're innocent. They're svurim shalavim. They're innocent. So the father left over kak and he didn't become a chuyiv b'shah shayla. So why do you mum from the kak? The father is a merdeka avlov. Taisa seems to be saying, the father was on the deathbed. He was sick for 5 weeks. He told the children all the good zachen, what you do with the money for tzedakah, everything he told. And there's one more thing you should tell. You should tell them, you know, this pora kinderlich, you know, it's not my pora. I hope you know this. Don't make a meal out of this pora. You should have told them that. It's an avlan. He's a pesheya. So let's just, so Memele, so he was a Peisheya by not telling them. So Memele, a Peisheya is already, he's Mechuyah for the Pshia, even though the Hezek didn't occur. Let us say that a person, is a Shemer on a Behemah, and he leaves open the door, and then he dies, and the Pora decides to walk out 2 hours later. So he's mechuyev because his chiyev is for his pshiyev. Whatever occurs from his pshiyev, he's achoy for the pshiyev. He's not mechuyev mishas shayla, but he's mechuyev mishas pshiyev. So memeil the minute he was pesheya, so therefore by not telling them he was pesheya, so memeil if the baim is going to die from a heart attack. So by not telling them, this pshia did not bring about an oinus. That means he's not, it didn't die because of his pshia. So then he's potter. His pshia didn't bring about anything wrong. But if the behemoth was geschochten because of his pshia. So he's achoy for that. So that's why he became Meshubit. The Rashba asks a kasha, it's a psychical mod, and what happened if the father died from a heart attack? He was a gesunter mensch, and the insurance company told him he has a good 25 years to live, and he borrowed it for 30 days, so he's mechuyev to tell the kids now that those. This is the Rashba's akasha. The Rashba blight by akasha. It's akasha, you have to know. It's a problem. The Rashba, it's akasha, and we'll go further. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Now the Gemara is going to go back into the sugya, which we had learned before. We had we were Isaac in a problem. It says in the Mishnah, Eilu Nares Sheyeshlam Knas, and it says in the Nachisa and the Arayis, and then it says, Eilu Ein Aloikin. So we had a problem, another loike mishalem. Now, on this problem, we had a few mahalchim. We had a mahalach between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan had said that it's speaking about loy asherbei. Pele in a loike is speaking about asherbei. So, ein hachanami. If you get malchus, then odom loike mishalem. Our Mishnah is speaking about loy asherbei. So therefore, mishalem in knas. Reish Lakish said, our Mishnah is going according to Rameya, and Rameya holds like Mishalem. That was the teretz of Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says as follows, Bishloim Rabbi Yochanan le'ama ke Reish Lakish, the komukim lo ke Rabbonan. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want the Zetzah in the Mishnah like Adas Yochid, but the Zetzah in the Mishnah according to the Chachamim, who hold Loike ve'eino mishalem. So therefore, he said the Mishnah speaking about loy asrubay. El Reish Lakish my time loy oma ke Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? Oma loch. So Reish Lakish says, kiven de ilu asrubay potter. What would be if there wouldn't be asro? Then he would be potter. Yeah, because it's according to the Chachamim, it's loike ve'eino mishalem. So he holds the chiv malchus patos, not the poyodike malchus patos. If malchus patos, the chiv malchus patos. So who had the layas rebei is also potos. So the Gemara says, you know, that the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they go to shitos. The chiosi rab dimi oma chai ve misis shaygigin. V'chai ve'im malkes shoygegin v'dovar acher, Rabbi Yochanan amar chai. So the vow we have over here, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that chai ve'im mise shoygegin v'chai ve'im malkes shoygegin achai v'tashlumin. V'Reish Lakish amar potter, Reish Lakish holds chai ve'im mise v'chai ve'im malkes shoygegin amar potter mitashlumin. Rabbi Yochanan amar chai, olay asro bei, there was no asro, so there's no asro, so there's no einish, so then that's kedai rishos. You get one einish. You pay the moment. Reish Lakish omar potter, kiven de ilu asru bei potter. If there would have been masru, it would be potter. So malkis and mise potter from tashlumim kili asru bei nami potter. So achiv malkis, achiv mise also potters. Let us see Rashi. Izot Rashi, Bishloi me Rabbi Yochanan de Muki Masnissen, Bishloi Hisru boi lo me Reish Lakish duk me Karab Meya. Kile, oh yeah. The Mo says, Kile Asra Bey na mi pota oyo ve ike tzad malkis. Shoygigin, Shloi Hisru boi, vedover ach a momen. Vakule milso koi kloi me chayvi misu shoygigin a momen, a chayvi malkis shoygigin a momen. Rabbi Yochanan am a chayev betashlumim, dola yasra boi. Venata machayvi el mishim risha achas the moment. And Reish Lakish holds ki asra bei nami potter lekamen yalif taimen. Eis vei Reish Lakish la Rabbi Yochanan. The Pasuk says, v'lo yihye osayn, if the woman will not die, not for isha hore, v'lo yihye osayn, she will not die, onoish ye onish. Then you pay the may blooders. My love also in mamish. Now we have to learn the pasuk literally. What does osain mean? If the woman will not die, then they pay. If the woman dies, they will not pay. Now, the posig did not specify if there was asra and the chenis chayev misa, then they don't pay. The posig says the criteria, the guidelines, do they pay, don't they pay, matters one thing. If she died, if she didn't die. And the posig tells us, that as long as she died, whatever the case might be, they're potter to pay. So you see, klo, bein hisru boy, bein loy hisru boy, the potter to pay. So you see that chayve mise shaygigim is potter to pay. But let's see, Rashi, my love, osin mamish, im loy meiso ha isha, it says, ye onush hanoigif vid mei blodis. Ha'im meisa, lo yeyonish, v'afilu lo yisrubay. V'kashel Rabbi Yochanan says, see, klo, that a chiv misa patas, as long as there's an os. My lav osin mamish, zog the Gemara, lo y din osin. It means a din osin. So what does Rashi say? Hochi komakro. Im ein mishpat moves linoigev, if there's no din osin, there's no mishpat moves, kegoin shaloi meisa heisha. Oi meisa v'loi hisra boi onesh she onesh. So Rabbi Yochanan learned osin means din osin. And osin means din osin. And Rish Lakish learned osin means osin mamish. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Vloyia osain onesh ye onesh, my love din osain, loy osain mamish. So you see, each one learned a different shot in the posik. Now, let me just say, ashtikol ha'ore, what the Rashba is mo'ire, according to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said that what? That loyia osain, if there won't be, and when is onesh ye onesh? If layia osain, if she won't die, then onesh ye onesh. Is lachayre kan shayla ben? She won't die, so lachayre. So then there's a chiyuv of layosef. So it's chayvi malkis. So let the malkis part. Chayvi malkis shaygigim. No, they weren't masre. Chayv Malkis Shoygigim also patas. I mean, how did Reish Lakish learn pshat in the posik? That means, Chayv Malkis Shoygigim is also pata. Is also pata mitashlumim. So the Rashba says, Reish Lakish held, like we heard the Gemara before, that Chayv Bachaberin is Chabal Tashlumim. Here there's Malkis. Chayv is Chayv Tashlumim. That's it. So that's no problem. Let us see the top taisvitz. My love, osin mamish. Afal gab, the sefer, the kro, the osin yiye, al kochoch, hainu din osin. The sefer says, kvursiv, v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh. No, according, no, how does Reish Lakish learn this posik? Yiye osin, v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh. Here you have to clear your throat, and osin means, din osin, there was asro, I mean, that's what osin means. Mikomokin laiye osin avamashmalay osin mamish. Yeah. So they say, yeah, well, the emiya osin, the safe, the dochi krobuk mea nafshe. There it has to mean din osin. But im laiye osin means osin mamish. Im nami, second test, im osin yiye, nami boy lameime dabe osin mamish, vidoshna sata nefesh, ainu moment. The Sata Nefesh, if there'll be a Nosen, so when the Sata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, and there'll be Chayv Momen, like Rabbi, that Niskavin Lari Gezer, Behore Gezer, so he's Chayv Momen, Osin Mamish, Osa mamish means, but I think he means to say, if there was an osa in mamish, I mean, osa mamish means, not like Rebbe. I mean, according to Rebbe, there's no b'chanda din of kimleib the rabbinay over here. B'chayr, it's not, there's no chiv mise. B'chayr, he learned osa in mamish, and when the sata nefesh tachas nefesh momin, that means that, so l'chayre he learned that if there was asro, so nefesh tachas nefesh mamish. If there wasn't asro, so it's the main nefesh tachas nefesh. So let us see further. Frag the Gemara, om yikala mandio mechayvim isa shoygigim chayovim. That means, as Rabbi Yechanan seems to be saying that chayv misha shoygin mischay, potone de vecheskye, maka odom a maka behime. It says, maka behime yishalmeno, maka odom yumos. So there's a hekish, maka odom to maka behime. Ma maka behime, lechalakta boy bein bishoygin, bein bemeset, bein miskaven, lesha'en miskaven, bein derach yiride, lederach aliyye, lepoitre momen, ele lechayv momen. That means, the Pasuk says a blank statement. Make behemo yishalmeno. You pay. The Pasuk does not elaborate when do you pay, when don't you pay. Make behemo yishalmeno. All cases you pay. Now it says make odom yumos. So let's learn Ivrit. So it means make odom, you don't pay. No, yumos. That's make behemo, you pay. Make odom, you don't pay. So the you don't pay of makei odom is hukish to the you do pay by makei behema. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Av makei odom leitachlik by bemeshogi by bemeis by miskaven shlein miskaven by derchirida le derchaliyeh lechayve moment elo lepoitre moment. Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi. Make odom, make behemah. Make behemah yishalmeno. Make odom lo yishalem. Ele yumas. Hikish ptul momen de make odom. Lechiyuv momen de make behemah. Ma make behemah ein loch boi chiluk lechiyuv. Av make odom ein loch boi chiluk leftu. Make behemah lo ilom chayv. Amin bo bekame petze tachas posa. Lechayv ala shoygi kemezid bo einis kerotzen. A shtikel ha'ore, I know when one learns ha'chayvul, so, it says petza tachas potza, this is petza tachas potza, speaking about ha'chayvul ba'odom. So yechayu bein ba'inis bein ba'otzen. So Rashi says, so we learn that just like the tenu tashlume nezik of ba'odom is bein b'shegik bein b'mezid, who adin the tashlumei nezik of a behemah is bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid. Now Rashi seems to be saying it's a mamatzinu. By nezik we see we pay on all instances. If it's a mamatzinu, I have a shtikel ha'ore. In achayvul, when we learn achayvul, there's a psazoi haichoches, the chiyuv tashlumei nezik by a odom is not the same like the chiyuv tashlumei nezik of a behemah. And as follows, there's a klal ein domim leben choyren. That means like this, when I mazik a behemah, so the behemah, with all 4 feet was worth $1,000, with 2 feet is worth $200. Fine. So this is shavius. This is a shavius that I was mazik $800. That's a market value. A behemah is a market value. Before it was worth $1,000, now it's worth $200 with 2 feet left. A person ain't domim leben chayrim. A person is not he doesn't have a shavius. A person is not money. Ain't domim leben chayrim. A neviknani has a shavius. It's a person ain't domim. A ben chayim doesn't have a monetary value.
the din tashlumi nizokin is the mechabolis. That means there's a shumer, he shuts him up like an ebeknani, but it's a different inyan in Gansen. It's a payment for the chabolis. It's not tashlumi hezek. Because in reality, there was no nezik. There was no nezik that happened. Domo leben choyrim. So I just have a shtickle ha'ore, how Rashi could learn out tashlumi nizokin of a behemah from tashlumi chavolis of an odom. Unless, I mean, the lechayr, seems to the mamachi, lechayr, they're two different inyonim. Aba al kaponim, let's go for the shame is kaven, ein boi chiyev mise ba odom. Ve'achaliyah shiku ba'gvos yodeh, shechot choy b'chavim al matu l'mayla, bein da'achidah l'da'achaliyah, בשום דגבי גולס, תאירק בשויגי, כי כחילק בין דרך ירידו דרך הריק, למרינם במקס, גול של דרך ירידו, סוי גוילה, דרך סיבה ייפלולו, ועד שיפוק דרך נפילה. צהל קופונים, תונה דווי חסקי, says that, that חייבי מיסס שויגיגין, are potter מתשלומים. So what's פשעת מרבי יחנה? Ella ki osa rovin oma. Chai ve misi shoygigin kolam moloi pligi de pturim. You're right. Tonel vecheski told us chai ve misi shoygigin is potter, and that Rabbi Yechon is also moide. Ki pligi ve chai ve malkis shoygigin vedovarache. Rabbi Yechon in oma chai ve misi iskish. Chai ve malkes lo yiskish. That means, chai ve misi shogin, we have a hekish to make, beim yishmen make odem yumas. Chai ve malkes lo yiskish. Lo yishokish oma, potter, befeirish ribsa teure, chai ve malkes ke chai ve misis. What does Rashi say? Kula alma lo pligi, de potter, me de tonne de vecheskie. Chai ve misis iskish, le make behemem.